latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are the latest headlines for Manchester City, and the Premier League champions face a battle to have a first call on the destiny of World Cup super kid Daniel Arzani. The Australia star, who's 19, is the youngest player at Russia 2018, and he currently plays for City's sister club, Melbourne City, in the A-League. But Juventus are among the sides monitoring Arzani with a view to a swoop in the current transfer window. Premier League champion City are said to be keen on buying him and loaning him to Dutch partner club NAC Breda. But Arzani is not thought to be keen on the idea, and Melbourne do not want to lose him for nothing when his contract expires next year. Juventus, by Leverkusen, Slavia Prague, AZ Alkmaar and PSV Eindhoven have all been linked with him. Mark van Bommel, currently assistant coach with the Socceroos, was appointed as PSV's new head coach last week and is said to be keen on signing Arzani. Well, moving on, and Yaya Toure has embarked on a summer fitness boot camp to prove to clubs he can still prove a useful player in the Premier League. The 35-year-old is still without a club after his contract was allowed to run down at Manchester City following 8 successful years at the Etihad. Toure's agent, Dimitri Seluk, was so convinced he would have a queue of English clubs at his door, he even stated that his client would play for £1 a week, such as his desire to continue playing at the top level. Therefore, in stock is believed to have since dropped following his bizarre rant last month towards Pep Guardiola, where he accused the City boss of having a problem with African players. Toure, however, is working hard on his fitness levels during the closed season and is desperate to show any admirers that he can hit the ground running next season. The former Champions League winner with Barcelona feels he still has a couple of years left in his legs, but the word on the footballing grapevine is that his financial package is scaring off plenty, even with an improved attitude towards his fitness. Guardiola was even forced to omit Toure from the City squad at one stage after stating the veteran midfielder needed to work harder in training under his stewardship.